broke his arm, broke his leg. He had young uns going around and he tore it down. That's when my daddy always taken precautions of that, not a, if Lawrence jumped a ditch and broke an arm.
It's one of Chuck Moore didn't have.
How about that?
That is true.
Tom Walker,
You know, where I was raised, there was a pond. We called it the old pond. There's water stood there, you know. And that, you couldn't farm there. It was just a good strip of land. They had a ditch in it. And there was a weed growed up. Do you know how sage looks? Have you ever seen sage grow? Well, this weed looked like a sage. And it had little flowers sometime of the year on it, a little old flower come up. That was called flea myrtle. And if we had any fleas, and you know, all farmers generally, if they don't have that stuff sprayed around, would have fleas. And my daddy would tell us, y'all go down there and get a load of that flea myrtle and go put up on the barn or up on that shed there somewhere, says there's fleas on there.
Yes,
sir. It was the last of them.
That was it.
And we went out to my old home place last spring, or last year, I believe, or this was it this spring, sometime lately. And I said, well, if the old road goes back down in the big field, if I had 365 acres of land, and he had a tenant house, and he always had a wage hand. The tenant house was the old log house where I was born, but he built another house up on the ridge. I'm going to get me some flea myrtle. Did you know when we got there, I couldn't find where the old house were. It'd been 48 years since I was there. This field that I thought I was going down in where I hoed cotton and all that was growed completely up. There was not even a road to go down to it. There was pine trees. And I went on out and asked a man, could he tell me where the Andrew Townsend old house place was? And I said, I'm one of the daughters. He said, go back around there and hunt the pecan tree. And if you know where the pecan tree, where when you left here, well now I don't know if that was a pecan tree or not. But the pecan tree was nearby in the road, in the highway where we was traveling, and there. But when I was raised up, it was way back out here close to the barn. So I never found even a brick that looked like our old house. Oh, I was so disappointed. Well, my sister in New Orleans, she says, if I ever do come up to your house to stay any time and feel like it, I want you, me and Hardy, to drive out there. It's out east of Brookhaven. And I believe I can find where the old house was. I don't believe she can. There's nothing there. Even the road that was up above our house, it seemed to get closer or something. And that you could see up that road just oodles of houses when they were in the house up there. That was
the road where your house was all level. Now it's way down this.
Yeah, they changed that road.
They changed the land, don't they?
48 years. I've been gone from there 52 years, I've been gone 53 years. When I left home and come out.
We go back to my old home sometime. You know,
we're supposed to go Sunday to his old home. His old home place Sunday to. But we planned every Memorial Day at the church that his father and mother give the land for it. We go back there for Memorial Day. His mother and sister's buried there, but his father's buried over in the
Cain
Cemetery.
Graveyard.
And we always take flowers to his sister and mother's grave, but we never get to his daddy's grave. It's a shame. We did get over there last year, but we didn't take flowers.
Her people, the Townsends, they're the ones that made the fine furniture up in Rhode Island back in the 18th century. And one of the Goddards married one of the Townsends over to learn his grave.
Goddard
Town. You can find a piece, some of them will sell for $150,000. And my people is the bird that come from Virginia down.
I heard of birds in Virginia.
Well, yeah.
I have the old horn.
Bird. Yeah. This is,
I have the old horn out here in Davids. Got on this bird, 1759. Been given to the oldest boy in the family, and it on that.
Is that why you're one of those birds?
I'm one of those birds. They run them all over my butt.